MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hello, you are on Delta FM 19.2. My name is Rachel. I'm with Hannah and Slava. Today's radio show is going to be around dance in New York. We have chosen to focus on that topic because we like dance and we think it's a very important cultural aspect of New York. So Slava, in a word, what is New York for you?
So this is cultural capital of the world, most futuristic city in the world.
And more precisely, what is New York for you?
Among the cultural activities, dance and art in general.
But what is this role of this capital culture?
This role of the cultural capital also comes from the diversity of the communities. It comes from cultural difference and origins.
And do you think dance emulates such a thing?
So this can else be found in dance with indicate the diversity of the terrain.
Okay, thank you. Hannah, please, speak me about the various dance.
Okay. In New York, in every neighborhood, different communities are getting started. These communities have different culture and developed dance. For instance, the Afro-American community developed jazz, blues, and today, hip-hop and rap are musical movements who develop dance style.
Those different dance styles representative of the social standard of living of the inhabitants, Hannah.
Well, in New York, there are poor and rich neighborhoods, so in the poor borough, actually the dance culture is mainly hip-hop. For example, Afrika Bambaataa is a famous musician and the leader of the hip-hop culture. In the rich borough, there are many bold or classical dance. But there are famous opposite examples. There are many other styles of dance like jazz, reggae, soul, disco.
Okay, may you tell me an example?
Yes, of course. Manhattan is a good example. At the north, there is Harlem, a poor neighborhood. And the south, you can find the center of Manhattan, a rich neighborhood. There is a segregation phenomenon. So Harlem is a gate, a black neighborhood, whereas the south is a rich white area. At the north, after the jazz and the blues, the pop, the rap, and many the breakdance and developed.
Okay, thank you. So, Slava, what is breakdance?
So it is a dance who was born in the boogie down at the south of the Bronx around 1917. It's Afrika Bambaataa who want to utilize is it the energy of a young man in artistic activities for avoid them to go in dance.
But do people really dance breakdance today?
Yes, of course, people support old culture till now, and it all time is improved, and presently the breakdance remains to the most popular. And demand dance among youth and the more senior generation, of course. And today, these dances remain invariable in culture of New York and of all over the world.
What influence of breakdance?
The breakdance is mostly influenced by Russian dance, fast lunge, movement and figure sometimes dangerous.
What's the music?
The music, it's rhythmic music. The DJ, no singer, and Molly repeats.
So, thank you. We will be listening to Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa. After that, Slava will talk about the reason because the breakdance is very popular.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Party people, party people. Can you get funky? Suicide and force, can you get funky? The Zulu Nation, can you get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just get funky and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body just getting so fucking hot, hit me.
Living dream,
love, life, live,
come play
the game.
I'm studio with Hanna and Slava. We are talking about the dance at New York. So Slava, why is the breakdance very popular?
Well, I think it's because this is a very energetic dance, sometimes dangerous and over-impressive. Teens and young adults love that kind of dance.
Before the end, we will read you a little poem about New York.
You think you touch the sky with your shine, but you just your hand feel the floor. And you be realized you're fine, you shame and why. Nothing will to arise your root.
New York apart, rich, poor, your life is a dance floor, but maybe one day you'll leave it for other thing.
Okay, it's beautiful, very cute. Well, if I resume, the dance is very representative of the origin and the social differences. But people must bear in mind, dance is more of that. It's more of an indicator of diversity, isn't hard. Now, if you go to New York City, you must visit the central of Parrot of New York, or is in Manhattan, 2 blocks at the north of Central Park at the 108th Street. Thank you for attention and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.